Call the September 18th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandridge.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is citizen comment period. Before we do that, Mr. Lewandowski, my sympathies on the loss of your sister. You're welcome. Citizen comment period. And
no, citizen comment period first.
Citizen comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and take no more than 3 minutes, please. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Speaking item number 7.
Can I have your name and address?
My name is Hardip, H-A-R-D-I-P, last name Bhatti, B-H-A-T-T-I. Address is South 90 West 12978 Buckshorn Reserve Court, Muskego, 53150.
Good evening.
I'm owner of the property last 4 years. So I work a lot of work in the last 4 years. I'm just looking for a 12 parking for the semi-truck, overnight parking, no running, no storage outside. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Just one clarification, sir.
Alderman
Mayer. How long have you owned that property?
40 years.
40 years?
Four.
4-0.
14.
Four. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Bush. Sir.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Michael Bush, B-U-S-C-H. I live at 9455 South 96th Street in the Briarwood subdivision. I'm here because I have a complaint about a neighbor. I'm going to talk briefly now. I'm going to pull back the reins. There's some children here, some ladies here, obviously. My complaint is ugly, and after speaking with the mayor, we're going to address this at another time. I want to say that's the 6th District. Alderman John Nelson is our alderman. He has been nothing but outstanding, stellar, gone above and beyond the call of duty to help me with this. In fact, encouraged me to come here tonight because of my situation and the lack of effort, for lack of better terms, by the city of Franklin, in doing something with this individual residence. It's on the corner of 96 Ryan Road. Anybody that's driven by my subdivision, again, for lack of better words, you live by that weirdo on the corner. And I'm sick of it. The neighbor directly to the weirdo on the corner is now moving. Beautiful, beautiful people, Ben and Kylie. Been in there for about 6 months. They're done with it. They're moving. She was at my door today at approximately 3 o'clock, asked me to watch her house because they're going on a cruise for stress and other reasons. All related to their immediate next-door neighbor on the corner. And I have to go check her doors every night. If you know where the Briar subdivision is, until the last 3 years when this gentleman moved in, I never locked my front doors. Now my front doors are barred and the windows have curtains and shades on them. All the neighbors do. But I'm going to just, for the record, state that something has to be done. I'm under the understanding that many of, I guess, what they'd be called official complaints have been filed. I'm not sure with who or if it's the DPW. It's beyond what his house looks like. There's physical altercations we need to address. We won't do it tonight. There's personal issues we're not going to mention tonight. Trust me, it's not good, and something needs to be done. My neighbor Dave is here. I don't know if he wants to talk or not. And mind you, we're three houses and four houses down on the other side of the street. I my blood pressure is going up. It's best I just stop right now. But something needs to be done about the weirdo on the corner of 96th and Ryan Road. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Anyone else?
Good evening. Ray Lenz, 4021 West Heather Ridge Drive. I'm here in relation to item G6 on the agenda to say that I'm in favor of the city accepting the donation of the property from Midwest Homes, as long as it's kept natural the way it is right now.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizen comment period.
One more.
Use her up.
Okay. I unclose it.
Don't throw that at me. Mike Bush again. I just wanted to thank you for hearing me out, okay? I've never sent back a cheeseburger or a meal in my life. I don't complain, for the record. I do not complain. You can ask my wife. This is, well, maybe don't ask her.
Would you, Mrs. Bush,
we've
would you
been married 40 years last August, so.
Raise your right hand, swear. Yeah.
I want to thank the police chief for hearing me. He knows who I'm talking about. I know he does. They're there once a week. But thank you, everybody. Sorry to the other people. Maybe we can stay in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, I already closed it, so it's closed. Next item on the agenda is a bittersweet item. This is we're always happy when our employees do better for themselves, and I'm pleased. I'm sad that we're losing Nick, but I'm happy that he got a job that's going to be great for him and good for his career. So, Nick, I got a proclamation. Come on up.
Losing weight, sorry.
What?
34 pounds.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to read the proclamation, then Nick's going to give us a 10-minute speech.
It'll be shorter than that.
Whereas Nicholas J. Nick Fuchs was hired as a City of Franklin Planner 2 in the Planning Department on September 17, 2007. And whereas Nick was promoted to Senior Planner on December 14, 2009, and its position service was retitled Principal Planner December 2015, earlier this year, Nick was designated as Assistant to the Mayor for Economic Development in addition to his Department of City Development Principal Planner duties. And whereas Nick has a strong interest in working among the challenges associated with the development process and appreciates both the public and the private sector perspectives, and works hard on the job with his knowledgeable undertakings with planning, zoning, and economic development, while always being a team player with city staff, consultants, public officers, periodically the mayor. Whereas Nick earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Public Administration and Political Science at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, and a Master of Business Administration degree in Finance, emphasis at Concordia University, Wisconsin. And prior to his employment with Franklin, Nick was a Community Development Planning Assistant, then Planning and Zoning Administrator for the City of Glendale. And whereas Nick has and will continue to carry on the longstanding tradition of public service, exemplified by his father, municipal attorney in the Milwaukee metropolitan area, and one might venture that the tradition will continue well into the future, not only with Nick moving on to another municipality to provide public, but expert service in planning and economic development. But with the reasonable expectation that those embedded principles shall march on among Nick's four sons. We'll get to them in a minute. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor, and I, Mark D'Andrea, County Council President of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all of the citizens of the City of Franklin and staff of the city government, thank you for day and night hard work for all of you. Thank you, Mayor. as mayor, on two occasions and done a stellar job. The job you really wanted to do, and I'm pleased, Nick, that you found a position that does both things for you. You will back to the mission. So, Nick, please.
This is a good one. I did bring my family, my wife, Kristen, my mom, and my oldest, Cole, then Henry, and the twins, Gus and Louie, and then Trigger.
Cute.
So first, thank you, Mayor, thank you, Council. This means a lot to me. I've learned so much. I've enjoyed working for Franklin these past 11 years. Just learned so much from the developments that come in, but also just it's a great staff here. I've made a lot of friends that I know I'll have, not being here anymore. So I definitely wish Franklin the best. There's, I think, a lot of exciting development coming in for the city. It's a great community. It's going to be, I think, fun to at least hear about it. Hard to leave, but I do appreciate this, and
best of luck.
Thank you. Is
that Wanda?
And the one advantage for Nick tonight is he gets to leave early.
Your Honor, if I could.
Yeah, go to a meeting.
Your Honor.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you. I'll be extremely brief as I shared my personal thoughts with Nick over the course of the past few weeks. I think this is, first, I wish him all the best in the city of Pewaukee. I know he's going to do an excellent job. This is a sad day for the city of Franklin. It's a huge loss, huge hole that needs to be filled. I'm disappointed that it happened. I've shared my concerns with the mayor. I laid this on your lap.
Anyone else? Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Joel. Okay, next item of business, item C, is approval of the minutes of the regular Common Council meeting of September 4th. Any additions or corrections?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E is organizational appointments. These are all reappointments. Any separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. We move on to item G1, the consent agenda. Any request for a separate action?
So moved as presented to consent.
Second.
Are we going to be that way tonight? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That was much better. Item 2 on page 25. Selection of design concept and architect for a City Hall remodeling project. Mr. Liberta.
The Common Council previously authorized us to move forward with two consultants, architect firms, to design some concepts for City Hall, each of them doing two within our budget area and one outside the scope of the budget. And prior to them starting, each of them are going to present their concepts to you. As I noted in the council action sheet, it's a very subjective opinion, so I wanted to make sure they each had a chance to do it. But prior to doing that, I did want to point out one little fact that I think we're dealing with. In the area, we do have neighboring communities that are putting up structures like this. This is Oak Creek's. This is Mount Pleasant's. These are all new. This is Caledonia's. They could have done that when I was there 10 years ago. That would have been nice. Summit Village Hall, again, this is brand new, underway now, I believe. I think this is a joint building in Brookfield. This is obviously an older building, but still the architecture really stands out. Even our own buildings sort of dwarf the look of City Hall. So I do encourage the Common Council to give them a chance and listen to the presentations. I've asked them each to keep it to within about 10 minutes or so, excluding any questions that you ask. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mike Soto and Continuum.
Alderman Willem.
Does someone recall that Dan Mayer and I were appointed to do some coming to a committee on the remodeling? Because that never happened.
You guys did a heck of a job. It's great, great. So congratulations.
I never even got a notice.
Congratulations.
So
my apologies. I do not. I specifically recall asking one if anybody wanted input, and I was told to go out and get the architects, and that you didn't want input. But if I did, I apologize. That was not my understanding.
There's quite a few of these motions and actions that are hanging out there, and that's one of them.
Soto.
Thank you, Mario. Mayor Olson, members of the Common Council. On behalf of Continuum Architects and Planners, we are very pleased and fortunate and thankful that we have this opportunity to present our present our concepts to you. Again, as Mark had described, we were challenged to come up with three concepts for City Hall, basically exterior site improvements and possibly some interior improvements as well. We were tasked to keep it within two budgets, two concepts within one budget, and another concept within a higher budget. Again, it was all fruitful, and it was all in the means of coming up with as much generation of designs and concepts and ideas that we were able to present to you. For Continuum's presentation, we have three concepts. Vaishali Wagh, who's our senior associate design architect with our firm, is going to quickly go through her presentations, the three options and the three schemes, and I'll let Vaishali take it from here.
Thank you, Mike. So I'm just going to go through the three options here. Do we have a mouse to fit it to the screen? So when we started to look at the design, this is sort of a conceptual diagram of the City Hall with the two entrances. And one of sort of our conceptual framework was, in addition to addressing the two entrances, we should also look at the space in between, which sort of consists of the wall plane, the wall that kind of connects the two entrances, as well as the ground plane, which is the site that resides between the two entrances. Each of these three options that we're going to show you, it's not meant to be a discrete package in itself. It's more sort of a kit of parts that we can pick and choose from. So there's a whole bunch of ideas here that we can kind of collectively put together to come up with a scheme. So this is the first option. I'll talk about the site plan a little bit. This is the Common Council chamber that we are in, the community center right here. This is the main entrance and the building inspection entrance. When I was talking about the ground plane and the site, we really thought that we should make that into a little bit more of a social space. We have the existing infrastructure of the trees and the existing sidewalk that connects the two entrances. But the thought was that collectively we could address that circulation spine and create some habitable zones that are sort of offshoots of that sidewalk to create some intimate seating spaces that then align with the grid of the trees so that the whole space can become a little more social, a little more public in character as the City Hall is supposed to be. This is the main entrance. In this option, this is sort of representative of the least intervention in at the building. We define the main entrance through a portal that is a little bit taller than the building and really kind of underlines the main entrance. We've also enlarged the existing entrance. Right now it's about 9 feet, and we've enlarged it to increase the height of it to about 11 feet. And leading from the parking lot all the way to the portal, we've designed a series of landscaping elements, lighting elements, and a main kind of a signage element that represents this lit box that can be visible from the street and act sort of like a beacon for the building. The Common Council wall itself is also reclad completely in new material. And the thought was that because the city is going through a rebranding process, that wall can really become a canvas for rebranding the vision of the city through graphics, through logos, through colors. There's all sorts of ways to kind of deal with that. In terms of the facade itself, this is the other entrance, also defined through a portal, but in terms of hierarchy, it's a little bit shorter than the main entrance portal. The band up above that kind of runs along the length of the building is articulated with these metal panels. In order to alleviate sort of the long run, we've defined the panels in various textures and colors. Some of those could be perforated. Some of them could have lit slot LED lighting so that in the night, the presence of the building can also be defined as you're kind of driving along the street through these lighting elements and through this kind of signage beacon. The window geometry itself, we've also revisited the brick existing brick fins to create some interesting compositional patterns through new panels. Again, in order to kind of alleviate the horizontal band up top at the corner of the community room where it turns around, and this is the Common Council wall, we've extended those panels to the bottom so that it also defines the community space, but it also kind of creates a little punctuation mark at the end of that facade. We think it's also important to address the interior of the vestibule as you enter. This is the entrance to the Common Council chamber. Through the ceiling plane and the wall plane of that portal extending into the vestibule and into the lobby itself, we are kind of trying to make a gesture for people to move into the space. The space here is also increased in height to about 11 feet to give us a little bit more volume than there is right now. And the entrance to the council chambers is then highlighted through soffits, through lighting, and through a new door that gives you a little more visibility into the space. So that's option one. Option two, I'm not going to go through the site. It's pretty much the same as option one. What we've done different in option two is trying to make a much more grander, a much more welcoming gesture on the outside. And we are calling this option the super frame. And if you look at the elevation, this is the entrance to the common to the building. We've kind of created this super frame that encompasses the wall of the Common Council. And And then through the facade, we've also created vertical geometries at the window so that the rhythm of that vertical delineation at the windows can then all kind of lead up to that main focal point of the entrance. So this is sort of a rendition of the main entrance that I was talking about, the super frame that encompasses the Common Council wall. In an effort to kind of further define the public character of the building, we've created slot windows at the Common Council wall, right here along this wall, actually. So it sort of expresses the public nature of the space to the outside, and there's a little bit more engagement between the inside and the outside. So those slot windows are then highlighted through reveal patterns and through accent panels. There's also scope for kind of adding some TV screens to display what the agenda of the day is, so people can actually socialize here. They can pause, they can sit, they can pause and read what's going on inside before they actually enter the building.